This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Wednesday, March 4th, brought to you by CPDA, the Business Council for Agrotechnology. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nelly. Partisan bickering is clouding debate on a new farm bill in the House Ag Committee. GOP member Dusty Johnson says he respects Chairman Glenn Thompson's efforts to approve the much-needed ag policy.
Yeah, I think GT Thompson deserves a lot of credit for how patient he's been. You know, clearly high-profile markups can sometimes turn political. I think GT has done a good job of trying to reduce the temperature in the room.
Johnson says a majority of proposals have support from both sides of the aisle.
You know, 181 marker bills that form this farm bill, 149 were from bipartisan sponsors, and 14 were Democrat only, 18 were Republican only. And I think GT has done a good job of reminding people that overwhelmingly this work product really has been a bipartisan work product. I think that's been helpful.
The South Dakota Republican says with 85% of funds in the bill directed toward nutrition, it's really hard to say that it's truly about farmers.
It's a little hard to call it a farm bill. And so many of the good government integrity measures that have had strong bipartisan basis for 40 years, like work requirements, some of my colleagues, most of my colleagues, maybe all of my colleagues on the other side of the aisle have really walked away from that long-standing traditional support of integrity measures. And so we got 85% of the farm bill where we can't even agree in how that should be run. That is what really undercuts the bipartisan support for a farm bill.
From the upper chamber and opposite side of the Capitol, Iowa Senator Charles Grassley keeping an eye on action in the committee and hopes a final bill can soon make it to the House floor.
The House Farm Bill has many bipartisan policies, including foreign trade and its promotion, rural development, research programs. Top of mind for me is resolving the chaos that California's Proposition 12 created for hog farmers in Iowa.
Grassley said he hopes the Senate Ag Committee can also make progress on programs that were not covered in the budget reconciliation language last summer.
Conversation with Senator Boozman Monday afternoon. He's still trying to put something together in the Senate Ag Committee. He felt pretty positive. At least, let me tell you, he knows the importance of getting us a farm bill out, and I want to thank him for his hard work.
Grassley says he's still looking for ways to see year-round sales of E15 approved in legislation this year.
As you'd expect, farm state legislators are also looking at ways to get E15 across the finish line, and potentially that would be by putting it in the farm bill.
Absent that legislation to allow the sale of higher ethanol blends annually, the industry has depended on emergency waivers from the White House. Grassley says there is no reason for President Trump to delay that decision this year.
He should make that decision. The president better be prepared to make that decision. He's going to make that regardless, because we've had E15 year-round by presidential waiver for 6 or 7 years, and this president's done it twice or three times, and we need to continue doing it that way. Otherwise, you're really going to hurt the price of corn.
Grassley says approval of E15 legislation would lessen the need for additional financial assistance for farmers.
That gives me the opportunity to say if we get E15, we won't need help for crop farmers, at least for corn and corn, because it's going to up the income to corn producers by $14 billion.
Today's Drive Time is brought to you by CPDA. CPDA is the Business Council for Agrotechnology. Our members provide and distribute the adjuvants, inerts, and post-patent crop protection tools that farmers rely on. CPDA is working with EPA and Congress to cut the regulatory backlog so safe, reliable products reach the field faster. We're also advancing ESA compliance options like drifter reduction adjuvants that reduce no-spray buffers. Protecting the acre, growing the opportunity. Learn more at cpda.com. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.